It's Bill, it's Wendy, and thank you, Steve Bertrand. Dane Neal is here. You can catch him on the road Saturdays from 2 to 4, and you can catch him with us every other Wednesday. How are you, Dane?
I'm good. I am good. These are some really great times. We're in the middle of kind of the food vortex for Chicago, like late summer. So many great things happening all over. I don't want to tell people to move out of town until this time of year, but this is an especially exciting time of year with so many great things going on.
You've brought an esteemed guest, a repeat guest to the show. We appreciate you being here, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Esteemed, that's a food pun, right?
Yes,
steamed
it is.
Esteemed as though she'd been steamed.
Esteemed.
Like a bun at a Cubs game. So in studio, and this is an exciting event coming up, and you've got to think, as for so many of our great chefs that participate in so many of them, they've got to be thinking, what else can we do? You know mm-hmm. that the fans are going to love it coming up. So in studio, you know, food TV fans will certainly know and love her here. Some of the, believe it or not, even though it hasn't been a million years that she's been here, some of the legendary and iconic restaurants for Chicago Girl and the Goat. Little Goat, Duck Duck Goat, and you know, one of our newest Iron Chefs for Food Network as well, the one only Stephanie Izard, is in studio. Steph.
Thanks. Thanks for the intro.
Just if people are hearing of you for the first time, the word goat has popped into all of your restaurant names. Because why?
My last name is a type of goat in French. So we say Izard, but it's Izard yeah. in French. So it's a mountain goat that lives in the Pyrenees Mountains. So if you were to look it up right now and you looked up goat, mountain goat in the Pyrenees Mountains, you'll see a goat antelope kind of combination thing. But we always thought girl and the goatelope just really didn't have the same ring to it.
But don't throw that away.
Yeah,
you
don't,
may need
I know.
That at
I'm
some point.
I'm going to hold on to that for when I, you know, get 20th restaurant. I'm like, what am I going to call this? Girl and the goatelope. Got it.
When you start working on the chalet-based concepts, then
exactly.
you can get in with the goatelope.
I love it even more now knowing that. That's awesome.
So coming up, the Fulton Market Harvest Fest, and I'll let Steph talk a little bit about it, but what it does, it brings all the things you know and love about food and food fest. It's going to have great food. It is going to have kind of proximity to some of your favorite chefs, certainly here in Chicago. But she put out the goat signal, mm-hmm. you know, not to be confused with the bat signal, and brought in some amazing personalities from around the country on the culinary side. They'll be here signing books, doing demos, and then they built in music too, and a whole lot of fun, right, Steph?
Yeah, we sort of took the idea of the Chicago Street Fest and combined it with all the food and wine events that happen all over the country. So marrying my two favorite things to attend and putting them together. So you go to one side of the festival, there's a music stage all weekend. Saturday night, Wild Bell is the headliner. Sunday night, Tortoise is the headliner. Lots of other music acts all day long. Then you walk around the corner to a parking lot that we have KitchenAid as our demo sponsor.
Nice.
And you'll find John Besh, Ron Sanchez, Mark Forgione, Jamie Bissonette, Chris Cosentino, a lot of out-of-town chefs, along with Paul Kahn, myself, Bill Kim, Sarah Gruenberg, a couple of our other friends from Iron Chef Gauntlet are here, Jason Dady, Jonathan Sawyer, Shota Nakajima. So it's like an all-star cast of chefs, along with some of our favorite restaurants from the city. Spiaggia's doing a booth, which never happens at street festivals. Great food everywhere, great music. And yeah, you can also drink bubbles. We have like Dom Perignon is going to be, or Moët Chandon is going to be pouring bubbles throughout the weekend. Goose Island, Bells, yeah.
Impressive.
Just a lot of fun.
Quite a roster.
I think there'll even be a Rick Bayless sighting as well.
So yes, Rick Bayless as well. How can I forget Rick Bayless? Yeah. His demo is on Sunday, I believe. So yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun.
What's happened where we all want to see this now? I mean, being a chef, as I always say, is the new rock star, but we're so impressed with it.
Yeah, I think when you go to a chef demo or you see chefs, you kind of get an insight into their world. You go to these restaurants and you just kind of want to meet the person behind all of these flavors and sort of meet the character that created this. And when you come to a festival like this, you get to see up close and personal, see these demos. It's like watching a combination of a comedy act as well as cooking. And there's always something that goes wrong, so you have to make it into a bit of comedy. And then you get to meet them. They'll be right there signing books and just hanging out and just being themselves. And I think getting to see some of these guys from TV just being themselves and hanging out at a festival, that's what, you know, it's just fun. It's fun for the chefs and it's fun for the people too.
You don't hear people who attend the festivals, typically they're very happy with what goes on, being dissatisfied, saying, you know what this needs?
Yeah.
And it needs this. Was this you, Steph, thinking like, you know what this needs is? Because, you know, it's got all the things people know and love, but you built in some kind of crazy left turns that are cool.
Yeah, I just was thinking about all the things that I love about events. I mean, we even have it. We have like 2,000 hay bales coming in to put around all the streets to sit on to like really bring home the Harvest Fest theme and also just make it more comfortable and fun. and really just turn the neighborhood, celebrating what Fulton Market has turned into. It's just got beautified. So there's still some construction to get done, which the music stage will block. But otherwise, just really celebrating what's happening in that neighborhood and just having a ton of fun all weekend.
Tell everybody what you told me during the break, which is Fulton Market is almost unrecognizable from what it was 15 or 20 years ago. But talk about, my fear was when Oprah left, that area might get a little quiet, but it didn't. It did the opposite.
It's definitely booming. You know, Paul Kahn came to that neighborhood first, then we came in with Girl and the Goat 7 years ago. And since then, there's near Girl and the Goat, since we opened 7 years ago, like 25 other restaurants have opened in that little vicinity. Yeah. Then the Ace Hotel just opened. A couple other hotels are coming up. There's condo buildings going up left and right and getting filled with all of these people that just want to live where everything's happening. I mean, if you come on any night, it doesn't even have to be a weekend, there's just people everywhere. It feels like a bustling little part of the city where people are just out to have a good time.
So their plan was wait till Oprah leaves
and then make it really fun.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, it is really like at any given night, it is like a street fest there. It is like a celebration. Certainly you have, you know, great chefs and successful restaurants, but you're right, Steph, it's got this whole vibe to it. There's people in the street walking around. It's a party.
Yeah, it is a party. You know, it makes for getting my car out when I'm leaving work a little bit crazy. I'm like, there's a party everywhere. But it just looks so fun. You can basically just have a cab drop you off in that neighborhood or take the L right there and just walk around and jump around to different places and have a great time.
That's excellent.
We have talked about the, you know, kind of the giving and the camaraderie of the chef culture here in Chicago, how they get together for a lot of great causes. Certainly a lot of great times and amazing food. And this is no exception. You guys have remembered that I brought in Pilot Light at least one or two different times.
Yeah.
And it's a great charity. They're being supported by this as well. That's one of Paul Kahn's kind of babies, right? Him and a couple other people.
Yeah. So Pilot Light is going to actually have a booth in our, we have a whole kids area also, which I think is great because a lot of the fests, you're not, are 21 and over. You can't really bring kids in. So there'll be a kids area and Pilot Light will be there doing some kid interactive demos and such, but really also just showcasing what Pilot Light's all about, which is about educating kids through food. And Paul Kahn is was one of the founders and is such a huge supporter that we wanted to make sure that the fest was raising money for something that we all believe in.
It's so fun when you see these demonstrations because then you want to go home and pretend you're a professional chef in your own kitchen. I mean, you know, in the 80s, I had the fingerless gloves that Madonna had, but now after watching chefs prepare things, I have my own little salt cellar so I can use my kosher salt and throw it in and go, yeah, I just did this. I'm a chef now, but I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the demos, there'll be some of them that you'll see that you're going to go home and want to make everything from it. Then you'll see Chris Cosentino's demo and his new book, which is amazing, which just showcases all sort of the bits of the animals that you might be scared to use, but he makes them into a delicious
dish. Just a dash of beak.
So yeah, just a dash of like something that you're like, do I want to know what that is? But it's delicious. So Chris Cosentino is going to be showcasing that. And he's also doing an event Saturday night. I think there's a couple tickets left for an after party in the underneath of Mama Taro at the Izakaya. So it's going to be a big party with Chris Cosentino and Mark from Mama Taro, just having fun and kind of making food they'd make for staff meal and just having a big dance party all night. So chefs will probably be there hanging out. You can go party it up with John Besh, which is always fun.
And the website, which is a lot of fun, actually. I have to stop and recognize that. Yeah. And so the website where people can see the lineup, all the different entertainment, certainly get some tickets.
Yep, FultonMarketHarvestFest.com. There's a couple other, there's a brunch on Saturday with John Besh, Ron Sanchez, and Bill Kim that has, I think I just texted, there's just a couple tickets left. And then on Sunday, there's Between Bites, where I'll be doing a reading and a bunch of other chefs are going to be doing reading stories. There's a couple seats left at that, which is hosted at the Ace Hotel. So a couple other things still open, but you can check out the lineup and see what you want to catch for next year, too.
Let's also stress the price point, which is incredibly affordable.
Incredibly. So it's a street fest. So in Chicago, that means it's a suggested donation, just $10. Yeah. So you can come in, pay $10. You can see all of this stuff, but you're going to want to drink and eat, too. So you just buy some drink tickets. And there you go. Incredibly affordable.
And Wendy, you mentioned you wanted to, you know, become a celebrity chef and kind of play that role at your home. Now you'll have Steph's build in some extra fun. You'll have to think of what your walk-up music will be.
Oh, yeah.
Because now here you're going to have to think of what song says Wendy.
Right? I just got a text from Bill Kim. Finally texted me back his walk-up song of Tribe Called Quest. So
nice.
All the chefs have their own walk-up songs.
Energetic.
There's a t-shirt cannon included. So we're going to be having a good time.
Stephanie, great to see you again. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You. Thanks
it
for
sounds
having
like
me.
A great time. Dane, stick around. Don't go anywhere. We'll
okay.
take a quick break and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder along with our friend Dane Neal. And Dane has brought in more guests.
Even more.
Even more.
It's like those commercials. But wait, there's more.
Right. It's a live version of But Wait, There's More.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. You know, September is one of those months where there's so many different things going on, a lot of fun things and a lot of opportunities to raise some awareness for important causes. September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And it's also, you know, Cub getting into the, you know, the playoffs for the third consecutive year and the first time in 100 years Awareness Month as well. So we've got in studio, we've got Abby Suarez. She's the executive director for the Anthony Rizzo Foundation. And we've got guys who are a huge part of my show on Saturday. They sponsor the Bonafide Ride of the show where we pick a great car from some of the listeners every week. And they support so many great causes, not only great causes to cure hunger, right, with Bona Beef, but also for some great organizations as well. We've got Joe Bonavolaccio, the third, in studio as well. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you.
Bona means good. Thank you very much.
It does. It does. So I was thinking to let Abby talk about Anthony Rizzo, obviously on the headlines of so many different newspapers for what he does on the field. People are aware a little bit about his history and some of the struggles and challenges he's had and his ability to pay it forward, and he's doing a lot of that here in Chicago and around the country. So, Abby, if you want to give a little bit of insight into the foundation and some of the stuff that you do there.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for having us. We're really excited to be here and let kind of people know what we're doing at the foundation and that we're here as a resource for families battling cancer. Anthony was diagnosed with cancer when he was 18 playing for the Red Sox organization, and when he was with his mom getting treatment, he said, I'm going to beat this, and one day we're going to be able to give back when I make it to mid-major. So 5 years ago, the Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation was created, and we've been helping families ever since. This year, we'll raise about $2 million.
Jeez. Yeah,
$4 million total.
Talk about giving back.
Yes, we're really excited. And we just made a $3.5 million commitment to Lurie Children's Hospital. And later today, we're about to announce a $650,000 donation to the University of Miami Sylvester Research Center.
So. All right. Not only does he raise money, though, Anthony Rizzo goes and talks to these kids and pumps them up. It's pretty amazing to see the reports of this.
So about every other game, Anthony invites a family out and meets with them before a game, has them at batting practice, and then just gets a chance to meet them. And once a month, at least once a month, I will say that we go to Lurie Children's. We don't bring any cameras. We don't tell anybody. And he goes and really meets with the families there and the children and bring some hope a little bit, and it's really fun. I'm really lucky where I get a chance to go and see this and do this with them, and to walk out of a room and Anthony walks out of the room and I get to kind of linger back and hear a little kid go to his mom like, look how big he is, mom, like he had cancer too, and so I can still be big, I can still be a major league athlete, I can still do what I want. So besides the money he raises, just the inspiration that he gives to these kids and these families that there'll be a life beyond cancer, that they'll be able to beat it. And 60% of kids who are going to suffer long-term side effects from the cancer and from the cancer they're fighting now, just from the treatments are out there. So it's really an inspiration for these kids to see Anthony doing what he wants to do and that their life is going to go beyond cancer.
Abby, because of this job, I've been lucky enough to meet some incredible athletes over the years. He is without a doubt one of the most genuine, nicest people I've ever met. He's just such a good guy.
And that really comes from his parents. When I say this is a family foundation, this is really a family foundation, which is why we love working with Bona too, with the family restaurant, and they get it. Lori Rizzo and I are on the phone for about 2-3 hours a day.
That's his mom.
His mom, yeah. Lori. His brother John helps us with all our contracts and the accounting side. It's really a labor of love. Before I joined this team, his mom and his agent Mark and Anthony would sit on the phone for an hour every day figuring out how they're going to respond to emails. His mom was on an 8 a.m. call with me this morning running around passing out things in Parkland because we have a walk there. So he learned a lot from his parents, who are amazing and really contribute to this foundation.
You mentioned fun. It's tough with a subject like this and a topic like this to make it fun. But you've done that, and you've mentioned that as one of the priorities too, is to try to take some fun and build it into the stressful situation. And the folks at Bona, you know that. And when you're a big Sox fan, that's the official beef.
I like the Frank Thomas one, but whatever.
Of the White Sox and of the Cubs.
I love that commercial. Make it spicy.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's the best.
And when the cameras stopped, they fought, didn't they? In my head, they fought.
Anthony's actually a huge fan of Frank Thomas. Is he's like, good? I get to be in a commercial with Frank Thomas.
Really?
I thought they were CGI'd him. They were never even in the same room. It was just too risky. But Joe, talk a little bit about how you built in an opportunity not only to raise some awareness for the foundation, but have some fun with some of the customers and diners and create the signature sandwich that people are doing.
Well, obviously, we do have a number of things going on in restaurants for the Rizzo Foundation, but just hearing Abby talk about the foundation even for the last 5 minutes, it just reemphasizes why we want to be involved with such a great family. But specifically in our restaurants, we offer a sandwich the Rizzo way. Guests come in and say, oh, make it a Rizzo, make it a Rizzo. And we're able to donate a portion of the proceeds to his foundation. We also do food drops at the hospital for some of the patients there. And then we've also participated in his annual cancer cook-off. Actually, after the Cubs won the World Series, we did a souvenir cup featuring Rizzo, number 44, and we donate a portion of the proceeds on every cup sold back to his organization as well.
Rizzo way is what? That's the
cheesy and red
mozzarella.
I will say the Rizzo way was a big fight within the Rizzo house.
Was
when
it?
We were coming up with this recipe with so the, Bona.
Cheese or no cheese?
I watched him eat about 10 sandwiches. It was awesome.
Yes.
Research.
They were very specific on how they wanted the sandwich, and Anthony and Lori were going back and forth of should they have this, should they have that. I can't remember which specifics they were going, but it, when we say it's the Rizzo way, it is really how Anthony wants
it. It's the Rizzo way or else.
Yeah. Or else.
He did go 4-for-4 that night after eating 10 of them.
How
so
inspirational.
For all you young baseball fans out there.
Joe, I remember last year you guys had the Jay Cutler sandwich, which was a regular beef sandwich, but you kept dropping it, and you don't have that anymore, right?
Yeah, that one didn't make the menu.
But when Bona says they do food drops for us at Lurie's, that's a really important thing that a lot of families don't think about outside of the cancer world is, so when you're in the hospital and your child has cancer, they get meals from the hospital, but the parents don't. So all of a sudden, it's a huge expense paying for 3 meals a day in the city. We all know how that expensive mm-hmm. that is. So when Bona comes in with us and is able to deliver meals to these families, it's a really huge thing for them to say, oh, I have my meal. I don't have to leave my kid today. I don't have to find some food. And I don't have that expense on my plate. So they really love when we bring in Bona.
That's outstanding.
Yep.
You guys are doing great work.
And we'll highlight them. We're going to highlight, hopefully, for the division champion, Chicago Cubs. They'll have clinched it by that time, hopefully, this Saturday on the road. So stay tuned for that.
Excellent. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thank
really,
you.
Really appreciate it and everything you're doing. Dane, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, go on.
No, just thank you. And thanks to Kevin for pushing all the good buttons for 3+ years. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our little Kevin Richter moving away.
All right. A quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.